Hello everyone, good morning, welcome to another episode of my podcast. So I literally just woke up and I'm actually looking at my fridge to find lime right now. Oh, I found it in order to make some lime water. But today I was so inspired to record something right away. I was so inspired to record this concept that I literally like woke up thinking about and it just like came popped into my mind. And the concept is to live life messy rather than to live it right. So, okay, hello to all of my perfectionists out there. Hello, hello. I have been there for a couple of years. I mean, my whole life. My whole life growing up, I was taught and conditioned to be a perfectionist. And I loved it because what it got me was good grades, you know, approval from my family, approval from my teachers, my peers, all of that. So it was great. I loved it. I got so much benefits from being a perfectionist up until the point of starting my own business. Then I realized, oh wow, perfectionist is not serving me at all. It was actually a freaking way of coping with societal conditioning. So what I've learned on my journey is this. Perfectionism is what's causing us to question our decisions time and time again. A lot of the times when we struggle to make decisions, it's not because we struggle to be, you know, indecisive. It's because we're struggling with perfectionism. We want to make the perfect decision. We don't want to make a mistake. We want to be right. We care about what other people think. Our beliefs, thoughts, and emotions are so attached to what other people, how they would perceive us and our lives. And so we become that perfectionist that literally work off from what other people think. And so we basically build our lives from their expectation. So that causes us to be very indecisive, not making decisions, or making decisions that are not truly our authentic desires. So that's the problem of living life right, is that you want to make every decision right. You want to do it correctly. You want to do it right. And to me, it's like what I have learned is this. When you're always trying to do it right, you literally turn yourself into a robot. You literally turn yourself into this like box that is like the square box. You know what I mean? Like, you know how they say don't be so square on the first date? Like that saying of like don't be square, show up kind of thing, right? But when you're square, that's when you're a perfectionist. Like you are literally being a square. You are being so perfect at every corner, at every length, that you're like literally the perfect length, the same length for every side of the square, and you're the perfect corner, super sharp, right? Like, to me, that's cool if that's what you want to stay and if that's serving you and you continue want that. But up to the point where, you know, if you are thinking about starting your own business, you are someone who also lives from your heart space, you are heart-centered, you want to live a life of freedom and creativity, then perfectionism at some point is not going to serve you anymore. I think where perfectionism serves you is definitely in the corporate world, in the traditional world, because in that space, people expect you to be a certain way. People expect you to behave to, you know, be a certain way, right? Like operate from societal conditioning, from years and years and years of programming, decades of programming of human being. But at some point, if you are someone who desires to start their own business, be their own entrepreneur, operate from their heart, then what you're going to have to learn is to live life messy instead of living it perfect, living it right. So learn to make decisions from a messy place. Learn to just be okay with being messy. Learn to actually go for messiness, because that is how you actually create something really special. And I think how this thought actually came to my mind is this. I have a brother who is entering his senior high school, and he's thinking about whether he should, you know, study in university at a different city or within the same city that my family stays. And my mom, of course, as a mother, she's like, no, stay with the family for as long as you can. Stay with the family until you're like 50 years old. Not 50, but she really wants him to stay as long as he can at home. And obviously from a financial decision point of view, right, like a logical financial decision point of view, staying at home will save more money. But I think her main motivation is like she just wants her son to be close to her, and fair for a mother. But for a child, this is what I have reflected back when I was at that age. I was like, you know, yeah, it's like saving money to stay at home. My mom wants me to be at home, but it's adventurous for me to go out there and like live my own life and like, you know, try these new things that I've never tried before and be in this world with all the students and like all the kids and, you know, like experiencing frats and like all the late night parties. And like those things are so important for a person's growth and development. But if we only think on like the logical terms of, okay, what makes sense logically, what would be the right decision, then those are the factors that we would never consider. But those are the factors that, like, if a person decides to live life so messily, like they just go for what it is that they want, then they end up actually experiencing more of the human experience, way more whole, and they learn from all the messiness. And that's the only way that we actually learn. We don't learn from like, oh, I'm going to be right, I'm going to be right, I'm going to be right. Because all you are is you're in a box. But when you are learning from messiness, it's like the artist, right? Like you paint all these things and you create all these things and you actually learn from being messy. And your creativity is coming from being messy. So that's what I've realized, is that we transition from all these stages. We're not meant to like stay in one place, be one person, operate from this one like way of being, but we actually transitions all of our different archetypal energies, right? So if you've studied like archetypes, you understand, you know, the hero's journey, we go through all different types of archetypes, and especially the archetype of the innocence and the archetype of the fool. Like those two transitions, they create something where you're like, I want to go out and do this new thing and I don't know what it's going to mean, but I just want to do it. Like the logic doesn't really come into those two archetypal's mind. I think the logic plays a lot more in the warrior archetype, where it's like, I have to fight this and do this thing right. But yeah, like even for the sage, there is no right or wrong. Or even for the magician, logic is definitely not a factor. So all of these archetypes have different energies, and we go through them throughout our lives and our journey. So trying to be perfect and trying to make every decision right is like literally trying to turn yourself into a robot. And to me, it's just, I used to live life that way. I used to like put so much pressure on myself where I'm like, I need to do this right. I need to like build a business the right way. I need to do this right. I need to make this perfect. I need the content to look good. I need this to look good, blah, blah, blah. And then I started to realize, actually, this is all just a mind game. Like, I'm not progressing from trying to be right in all the places. I would actually progress way more if I allow myself to be messy. So let this message be something for you today. I hope that it sits with you well, and I hope that you enjoy this early morning message. See you in the next episode. Bye.